Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my little hobbies or things that really interest me is why we have things evolutionarily. Like, I never thought the appendix was a useless organ. People say you don't need your appendix. If it acts up, remove it, maybe remove it preemptively. No. I don't think the appendix is useless. If it's swollen, abscessed, about to burst, yes, you got to get that removed. But I think it had a purpose. So in medical school, I was thinking, well, it's tubular. We have tons of bacteria in our gut. This tube holds bacteria. Maybe what it is a source or a storage when the gut needs bacteria. Lo and behold, studies have said that's what we think it's for. When you have diarrhea, food poisoning, etc., and you lose a lot of your gut microbiome, your appendix has the gut microbiome you should have, and it'll squirt it at the top of your, where the large intestine and small intestine meet to be able to help colonize. And so it's a fascinating concept. I think there's a reason to it. Also, from an evolutionary standpoint, why do we have some of these biblical rules, such as for kosher? Why in the Old Testament does it say to avoid pork? Well, because if not cooked well, you could get trichomonas or trichomoniasis, a parasite. You could get, if you eat undercooked shellfish, you could get food poisoning. And that could be deadly. So there were rules within the Bible that were actually supposed to help protect humans from an evolutionary standpoint. So this was an interesting article talking about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The distractibility or impulsivity might actually have been an evolutionary advantage for our ancestors, improving their tactics when foraging for food. Now, we had just looked at a study how men might pay less attention than women. Women may be more focused, maybe, of course, the multitasking, even though I think women can multitask just as well as men, but there might be an evolutionary predilection to why are you chasing this zebra when you could chase this other one? Pivot. And it's okay to pivot. You don't have to just finish the one job. If you think it's going to be futile, you need to pivot. And so I've always thought that attention deficit might have an evolutionary advantage, such as with autism and Asperger's. I truly believe that somebody who's on the spectrum is more intelligent than their non-Asperger autism counterpart, but they might be suffering from societal sort of and personal interaction issues. It doesn't mean they're not smart. Although, there's also a question where when I speak to people with Asperger's and autism, they're usually not well liked by others because they say it like it is. But those who say it like it is are pretty smart. So if somebody comes up to somebody with Asperger's or autism and says, how does this dress look? They may go, you look fat. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with them saying you look fat? They're being honest. That person might need to have that constructive criticism. That dress makes them look fat. But instead, when society are taught to never say that to a woman, say, oh my God, it looks awesome. You're exquisite. Love the dress. Love it. And those with Asperger's, you know, or high functioning autism are looking at us like we're idiots. And they may be right. So, you know, we in society start to play around with what is a mental illness and what isn't. And we change our minds. Look at how people are accusing those who support Trump as having mental illness. Really? Those who think a wall is in order by the border, a better immigration process, tighter national security, a better economy. So now, you know, people call liberals libtards. Look at how society will start to diagnose people when they don't even have medical or psychological backgrounds. But Dr. David Barak from the University of Pennsylvania authored this research and said that the study offered a potential explanation for why ADHD was more prevalent than expected from random genetic mutations alone, and more broadly, why traits such as distractibility or impulsivity were common. He said if these traits were truly negative, you would think that over evolutionary time they would be selected against. Our findings are an initial data point suggestive of advantages in certain choice contexts. So they looked at 457 adults who completed an online foraging game in which they had to collect as many berries as possible within 8 minutes. The number of berries obtained from each bush decreased with the number of times it was foraged. During the task, participants would either continue to collect berries from the bushes in their original location or move to a new patch, although the latter cost them time if they moved to a new patch. The team also screened participants for ADHD-like symptoms, although they stressed this did not constitute a diagnosis, finding 206 participants had positive results. The researchers found that participants with higher scores on the ADHD scale spent shorter periods of time in each patch of bushes than those with lower scores. So you would think, okay, well, I'm just going to bunker down on this bush and take as many of the berries as I can. They were like, I'm going to grab what I can, and I'm going to grab the easier ones first. That's something that I would probably do. Now, the low-hanging fruit. And they found that that sort of choice or that, you know, impulsivity or pivoting worked for them. But, of course, the study had limitations. Now, obviously, there's more to ADHD. But it's a fascinating concept where ADHD may not always be a bad thing. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfast. breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you travel abroad. I've gone to the Caribbean. I take a cruise. I've done a cruise where we've gone to the Caribbean. It's a great way to travel, and it's less expensive than flying into one island. I think it's less expensive. Get all you could eat. You get to, you know, see multiple cities, multiple beaches. Some of you have done that with Mexico, and I think cruises are pretty cool. We've done Alaskan cruises. We've even done the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise, which we might bring back and do again. But we have been a little shaken with stories of people getting raped when they went overseas, such as these victims from Kentucky who allegedly were raped when they went to Pirate's Cove Zipline and Water Park on Grand Bahama. And there's been some interesting developments in that case, which, you know, I think lends a teaching point that we need to discuss. And I came from a family that I think was too restrictive. They were always telling us that at any time we could be attacked or raped or abducted. And I didn't understand why they were so paranoid. Well, it's because we did have a family member who was gang raped. And then, you know, and I eventually was assaulted. And, you know, these things happen. And so luckily, I still had a state of awareness. But we've really loosened things up, you know, in terms of you used to never go to the women's room without taking somebody with you. Even though that person couldn't always protect you in the ladies' room, you just never went to a ladies' room alone. You never went anywhere alone. You always had somebody with you. And it was just this state of awareness. Now, you didn't wear short skirts. You didn't have a dangling purse. You would hold, you know, that's why I used fanny packs. Just, you know, didn't want to be a target. And there were lots of things that you learned what to do to not be a target. Don't drink. Don't become so intoxicated that somebody could take advantage of you. And I'm not saying if you're a victim, it's your fault. By no means you're not. You know, I mean, when I was a victim, I still blamed myself, and it took me a long time to go, it wasn't my fault. Yeah, being at the wrong place at the wrong time is not the best thing, but that's not your fault. Now, you didn't plan it. You still protected yourself. You didn't drink. You didn't do anything to promote it. It just sometimes bad things happen. And so I don't want people fearing going to certain countries or islands that they could be attacked or raped or killed. Now, but we also need to understand that bad things can happen. When one of my really good friends wanted me to go with her on a cruise to Cabo with her and her husband and son after I had given birth. I mean, my son was under 1 year old. I said, look, she's like, you need a break. Come with me. And I'm like, no, I'd really love to, but I can't. The baby's too young. I don't think I can do that to my husband. I promise I'll go with you next time. Well, there never was a next time because she got off the Carnival cruise ship, went to go shopping, and never, and the FBI and her family believe she was abducted and killed or sex trafficked. And so, you know, these things do happen and we need to be aware. So, but this case in Bahamas, when we were first told that these two women from Kentucky, I believe 31 years old, were needing to seek medical help because they were raped. There was immediate debate coming from, I think it might have been the cruise ship or the resort, saying we have footage that suggests the opposite. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh no, this could be an absolute mess. And boy, did they come out with that really quickly. We're like, what footage did they have to even suggest that they weren't attacked? So, Daily Mail has reported that the Warren Adderley, 40 years old, and Spencer Parker, 54 years old, are the two gentlemen accused of raping Amber Scherer and Dungaila Dobson. This happened February 4th, and CCTV frames that were obtained by Daily Mail show that they were apparently taking selfies, walking off hand in hand. I'm not saying that at all condones any attack, but the two passengers claimed they were drugged and sexually assaulted, and after the apparent assault, they did go to a resort worker saying, we think we were drugged. So it all could have still happened. But there are pictures showing that they were strolling arm in arm. They look like a couple. And so now you start to wonder what exactly happened. Did they hook up on purpose? Did they? The two men claimed that it was consensual. They hooked up, had sex, and it was consensual. And what really frustrates me as a doctor, or frustrates, you know, anybody, is when, you know, you're trying to decipher if it was rape or consensual sex. There are signs that you can, with rape kits, there is evidence, you know, but sometimes that evidence isn't always readily available. I mean, if there's tearing, if there's some people tear in consensual sex, some, you know, and so it's a challenge. But if they were drugged, there should be very easily toxicology reports that they could do to see if they were given roofies or et cetera. So, they said the two people seen in the Daily Mail image are cruise ship passenger Amanda Scherer and the resort worker she accuses drugged and raped her. Scherer claims that by the time the CCTV frame was taken, she was steadily falling under the spell of a potent mix of sedatives that were slipped into the rum punch cocktail. Daily Mail identifies the man as the man from Bahamas, Warren Adderley. Apparently he once lived in Nashville, according to social media. And so Scherer and her best friend, Dongila Dobson, accused both Adderley and Spencer Parker, another worker at the Pirates Cove Zipline Water Park, of sexually assaulting them. They had posed for a selfie with them after they met them at the resort. It looked like they had hung out for a period of time. But when were they drugged? And were they drugged? And then they followed, it appeared, they followed Adderley off-site to a secluded patch of woodland. And then 40 minutes, they were away from the resort's cameras. They said that they were raped by these men as they drifted in and out of consciousness. Parker told Daily Mail on a WhatsApp call that he was eager to give his side, but did not want to speak further without consulting an attorney. Adderley also maintains his incidents, saying this was all consensual. Now, the women live in Danville, Kentucky. They have been on the news talking about their, and not easy. You know, if you're raped, then speaking about that publicly, definitely not easy. They were upset that local police did not take them seriously. Also accused Carnival of failing to pass on dire U.S. State Department warnings about soaring crime in the Bahamas. But Carnival, Pirates Cove, and the Royal Bahamas Police Force are now challenging their story. And so this is something that, it's tragic either way. It's just tragic, whether they were raped or whether they're accusing of being raped or not. The whole thing is tragic. The men were arrested, fired from their jobs, and then Pirates Cove released a statement saying the resort had timestamp surveillance video that conflicts with the two women's versions of events. So if you have family members or you yourself are going to the tropics. And I have traveled a lot, and I feel very, very comfortable, you know, in areas in these resorts. But also, I don't necessarily go alone. I don't necessarily just go with another girl. I'm always with my husband. And so maybe that's why they won't approach somebody with a husband. I don't wear jewelry. I don't have jewelry, expensive watches. I don't look like I'm carrying money. We try to go to places where I can still speak the language, so that, you know, I want people to think that I understand more than they're perceiving, but we do need to have a sense of awareness that there could be predators, whether these two men are guilty or not, that predators can exist. And having this happen to a friend of mine, I'm telling you right now, it is real, where you can go to a foreign country. I've had patients tell me they've gotten mugged. They've had their watches stolen. They've had that there are scams that are so intricately designed, months in the making, such that when you step off that cruise ship or you end up on their beach, you can be a victim. But on the other end, if anybody who lies about being attacked or raped or, unfortunately, that ruins it for the rest of us. And so now we have a situation where, you have to prove you were raped when, in the olden days, who would lie about that? So we'll see what happens with this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. California continues getting drenched by atmospheric river storms. Governor Gavin Newsom has activated the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement.
There's another half inch to inch of rain expected Wednesday. There's already been roughly 8 to 12 inches of new rainfall in affected areas the past several days. Taylor Swift's impact is evident in Lyft's financial success.
According to Lyft CEO David Risher, the rideshare company experienced a notable increase in its bottom line due to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Traffic to and from stadiums and hotels surged by 25 to 60% whenever the pop star was in town. Risher also disclosed to Yahoo Finance that fans of Swift, known as Swifties, tend to tip triple.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So self-defense, I think, is fantastic. It's a tool that I think everybody should know how to do. I am shocked beyond comprehension why not every child or every adult knows how to defend themselves. And I don't think it's mandatory in schools. I don't think in physical education. I know, you know, they might learn badminton and volleyball and all that, which is nice. I think pickleball, it's nice. But why don't we have self-defense? How to protect yourself? Krav Maga, Taekwondo. Tons of different arts that are out there to help teach people how to defend themselves. Now, most of us learn from our parents. My father taught me a few things. My mom And then I learned from my friends. Walk with your keys in between each finger. You know, have pepper spray if you're in a place where you can't carry a gun. You know, try not to become a victim. Don't attract people by looking like you're alone. Always act like you're with somebody. I had to walk back and forth from work to my apartment, which wasn't in a safe place, every night at 11:30 by myself. So what I did is because I worked at a local Jack in the Box by the university. So what I did is always walked where it was lit, and I always carried a racquetball racket with me. And some people ask, do you play racquetball? I do, but not today. Then why do you have the racket? I just always carry the racket. And I figured if somebody was thinking about attacking me, maybe me walking around with a racket, you know, would be a little less, inviting. And so I have heard some misnomers and some myths. And interestingly, Cracked Plasticians has an article entitled 14 Dangerous Lies About Self-Defense Corrected. So they correct some of the misconceptions of self-defense. Now, I get that there's going to be debate on these. You know, I was told to look your attacker in the eye and to not look the attacker in the eye. And the reasoning we were told to avoid eye contact is, and this was back when I was younger, they said don't look them in the eye, because if you do look them in the eye, then they will think that you can point them out to police, and then they'll kill you. I think we've all learned that if somebody wants to kill you, you know, if somebody thinks you could identify them, they're not going to trust that you're looking 30 degrees to the left is enough to alter your description of them to the police. So make the eye contact. I think making the eye contact can be very effective. One, you need to identify what color eyes they have, and you need to identify them. Number two is it might cause a little bit of a halt just long enough for you to knee them or scratch them or something. But I think eye contact is also does convey strength. I'm a fan of, if you are being attacked, eye contact. Another myth they have here is in a fight, don't try for a totally badass one-hit knockout haymaker. They said hit with lots of smaller hits instead. No, you hit any way you could hit. They don't want you to wind up your arm like Popeye, you know, or Brutus did. And you know, they don't want you to take that, but you just hit, scratch, and punch, go for the face, go for the nose, go for the soft spots, but you do what you can. If held at gunpoint, this is another myth, your safest bet is to do whatever you're told. Right? Wrong. So the question always comes up, if somebody tells you to get in the car and they have a gun on you, do you get in the car? Now, I was taught, hell no. You have a fighting chance out in public than you do letting them abduct you. Now, some people will say, but you're still alive, so just live. Do whatever it takes to stay alive. They could shoot you and kill you, whereas you could have had a chance to live in their car. And I'm not here to tell you to do one way or the other, but, you know, I would make noise, distract, try to run around the car, get as much attention as possible. But unfortunately, once you're out of the public eye, anything can happen. And so for me personally, I would not get into the car. It's scary that this has to be a conversation, but it happens. They talk about guns, saying higher voltage is not necessarily better. They say it's actually the amperage that provides the stopping power of the stun gun. So look for the amperage. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if you could get a stun gun or anything to protect yourself, do your research, understand how to use it, In fact, another myth is get a gun that's easy to use. There's no such thing as a gun that's easy to use per se that doesn't warrant you needing to study it and know your gun. You should always understand that the gun has multiple aspects to it, how to clean it, how to load it, how to discharge the weapon. So I think guns may differ in weight, in the backfire, in the recoil. I know some shotguns really hurt my shoulder. But all guns require a level of training with them. So, yeah. Now, some people might prefer a cartridge versus loading the bullets. And so, I mean, I get that there might be preferences with that, but all guns need training. Don't think they don't. I always talked to people about rape whistles and other sorts of sound makers, and some people would say, oh, it's not going to do anything. You could get strangled with your whistle. I don't know. You obviously don't want to have anything that could put you at risk of them trying to hurt you, but I think signs and loud noises help. In fact, that's why one thing I was taught as a teenager by somebody teaching us self-defense, it was just a random lesson we would get periodically throughout our childhood, was to scream fire. Don't scream rape. Don't scream I'm being murdered. Don't scream that, because nobody's going to come. They're going to all be selfish, fear. I mean, you might have a really good do-gooder, you know, and a good Samaritan try to come and help you, but the average person's like, oh my gosh, this person's violent. But if you scream fire, fire, everybody wants to look at the fire. Everybody wants to come and look. Then you'll get a crowd. And then hopefully if you see you being attacked, somebody's going to help you. So I think making noise, alarms, screaming fire is pretty effective. Kicking a male aggressor in the groin may not necessarily neutralize him. People will say that, which is, I think it can neutralize him. That's a myth. So whenever somebody talks to, I notice this with my women friends. They're like, well, if I get attacked, I will just kick him in the nuts. And then their husband or boyfriend will say, that's not enough. Okay, you know, you think, look, if they're going to want to attack you, they'll still attack you. It's not like in the movies where they'll be limping for 20 minutes. Personally, I hit them where it hurts. I think it's definitely worth a try. Absolutely. And this idea to, well, it's not going to, now, I understand they don't want a false sense of security. I get that. You know, they don't want to say, look, you know, but ear slap. They say that the ear slap may not do anything. Some women may not punch, but they might slap. They might feel comfortable having their hand out. You could do a lot of damage. If you take your hand and knock them to the side of their ear, that could actually do some damage if you can't punch. So do what you can. But always take a course. You need to learn how to defend yourself. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives.
Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a question I commonly get asked is, why would we ever have a cure for cancer if the healthcare industry and the pharmaceutical companies and the powers that be benefit from there being cancer? And that the coming up with a cancer drug could ruin the pockets of all the mean pharmaceutical companies and hospitals and all that. And I understand the conspiracy theory. I get that. But I really do believe that the powers that be do want to have a cure for cancer. And I know there's many sort of theories out there as to why we don't have one yet. as of 2024 why we don't have a cure for cancer? And my answer to that is what is your definition of cure? Okay, I have family members who had breast cancer, and thank God, they're still in remission. And in fact, have been told the cancer's gone. If the cancer is gone, you were able to cut it out, remove it, it's never coming back, that to me means you're cured. So we have been curing cancer all along. Unfortunately, there's many cancers out there that are not cured yet, especially when they're like malignant melanoma, Toby Keith's gastric cancer, and that it's frightening to think that here we are in 2024 and we still have a long way to go. You know, if you get pancreatic cancer, even if it goes into remission, we have to watch you like a hawk. And I've seen people that have gone into remission only for a couple months later, it come back with a vengeance. And you want to let your body recoup. Now, when you are in remission, you want to enjoy yourself, enjoy life. And I think it's heartbreaking when you have people who have been told they were in remission only for it to come back. In fact, I have a friend right now, a young lady who has a couple young kids whose colon cancer has come back, and she was told she was in remission. And you almost wonder, you know, why God could be so cruel. Well, maybe he's not being cruel. Maybe what he's doing is he's giving you a second wind, giving you some last months or a couple years to enjoy life, get your affairs in order, say your goodbyes before it comes back with a vengeance. And, I always take with a grain of salt when I hear something's in remission. But we still have a lot of work to do. And I do think that pharmaceutical companies, between their stock and their board of directors and you know their company's value and net worth, I think people are dying to be the company that ends up finding the cure for cancer. So this interesting article came up looking at a vaccine that may cure cancer. Dr. Catherine Wu has made, I guess, paved the way for the development of cancer vaccines. She's a Nobel Prize-winning oncologist. And she was asked by her second-grade teacher, according to Daily Mail, what she wanted to be when she grew up. And Catherine Wu, back in the second grade, drew a picture of herself making a cure for cancer. And here she is, an oncologist at Boston's Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, pioneering the research fueling personalized cancer vaccines. She says everyone's cancer is genetically unique to them. And so the team is discovering how to identify these mutations and harness the body to fight them. You take the genetic data, you program it into vaccines. The body then can be turned into a powerful cancer-killing machine. So where the science is some people's cancer will have certain tumor markers or spike proteins or shapes. And we have cells that turn cancerous all the time in our body. But our immune system identifies it, knocks it out as soon as it sees it, so it doesn't get a chance to grow. But if your immune system is sleeping on the job, or if the cancer is too aggressive, then your troops, your border patrol, your customs, whoever you have on duty, can get overwhelmed. And once they get overwhelmed, that cancer gets to a point that's hard to fight. And so one way to fight cancer is cut the cancer out, but some cells could still remain. So then we may burn or radiate that area to hopefully kill any of the other cells, use chemotherapy, certain chemicals to kill these rapidly mutating cells, such that if they did escape, we could hopefully find them. But once they escape, they can hide and later come out. But if you could, rather than rely solely on an exogenous chemical, but have your immune system working 24/7 to be on alert and find these cancer cells and attack them where they travel to or where they sit, you can essentially cure cancer. So the idea of a cancer vaccine has been around for decades. And it's a fascinating one and a fairly safe one. If the cancer is so unique and we make antibodies and cells to identify that uniqueness, it's not going to affect your hair. It's not going to affect your heart, your liver, like other chemotherapy agents can. Early stage trial results show vaccines are becoming increasingly promising. In fact, we think we could use them for at least 200 different forms of cancer. Dr. Wu's work has already won her a Nobel Prize. So now, show me the vaccine. When can we use them? Well, even though the vaccine and the notion has been around for a while, many have failed in the past because the right target has not been found. Dr. Wu apparently has been able to unearth the key to making these vaccines work. She discovered how to identify a tumor's unique neoantigens. These are proteins that form on cancer cells when mutations occur. These tumor neoantigens can be identified by the immune system's T cells as foreign and then get attacked. Dr. Wu identified patients' neoantigens by sequencing DNA from healthy cells and cancer cells. Copies of the neoantigens were then inserted into a customized vaccine that could then trigger the immune system to attack those neoantigens, hence what would be on a cancer cell. And she tested the technology in advanced melanoma. They said the suggestion that each patient in the trial would receive a personalized vaccine was tricky for the FDA to understand, and they wanted this vaccine tested in animals first. And so she said the room was packed. It was the first trial of its kind, and there were people from many different offices. Our argument was this is personalized. Whatever we do in an animal doesn't really match the human, so why even go that route? They finally were able to secure FDA approval. 6 advanced melanoma patients were vaccinated with the 7-shot course of individualized neoantigen vaccines. And in groundbreaking results that were published in 2017, it showed that some of the patient's immune cells had been activated and their tumor cells targeted. 4 years later, a follow-up study in 2021 demonstrated that the immune responses continued to work the cancer cells and keep the cancer cells at bay. Now, I don't have all the data, how many people lived, how many died, did they still have cancer, but it's a fascinating concept, and it could have very little side effects. Tumor-infiltrating lymphocytes, TILs, use immune cells from a patient's tumor to kickstart the long-term defense. The FDA approved last week a TIL for advanced melanoma called Amtagvi. It's an infusion that you'd get in a hospital. So pretty cool stuff. It's slowly coming, guys. We're not there yet, but we're close. 1-877-DOCVELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.